USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Additional U.S. forces are being moved to Afghanistan to assist with evacuation efforts and airport security in Kabul. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying roughly 3,000 troops are coming from nearby regions.
These forces are being deployed to support the orderly and safe reduction of civilian personnel at the request of the State Department and to help facilitate an accelerated process of working through SIV applicants.
President Biden says the ongoing coronavirus pandemic should not be politicized.
This isn't about politics. This is about keeping our children safe.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying children wearing face masks in school is about protecting kids, not politics. Gas prices up slightly on Thursday. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline, just over $3.18. USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Republicans on Capitol Hill say COVID-positive illegal immigrants being released into the United States are responsible for the spread of the Delta variant. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan calls on President Biden to address increased border crossings before pursuing coronavirus mandates.
I don't want to hear anything about COVID cases in Florida, mask mandates in New York, vaccine passports. I don't want to hear anything about that until the Biden administration deals with the crisis they created on our southern border. There is no other conclusion any rational person can reach other than this is intentional, this is deliberate.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The demand for air travel is taking a hit as well as the Delta variant of coronavirus sweeps across the country. The TSA screened 1.7 million people nationwide on Tuesday, which was the lowest number of passengers in almost 2 months. Average airline booking prices are currently down by about $76 from the end of June. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As kids head back to school, the big question still remains, should children be masking up?
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said Wednesday that he supports mandating COVID-19 vaccinations for teachers before they return to classrooms for the new year. The former head of the CDC, Dr. Richard Besser, tells Fox News that the classroom is one of the areas where vaccine requirements make sense to him.
For a school setting where you have teachers and staff who may be at increased risk of having severe disease, you have children for whom vaccines aren't yet available, I think considering requiring vaccination is something that should be on the table. My hope is that more people will reach out to their own healthcare providers, explore this, get their questions answered, and make the decision to get vaccinated.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois was all in after noting the amendments not much different than the program passed back in 1994 with the help of Joe Biden.
Since its creation, the COPS program, listen to this, has helped over 13,000 local police departments hire over 134,000 officers. We believe in it on the Democratic side. We're glad you've come around.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri's amendment would provide grants for local law enforcement agencies to hire 100,000 officers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.